GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Boston-based talk radio titan Howie Carr, we don't want to ruin your morning, but listener Mike wanted us to make sure we let you know of the passing of Shock G, Gregory Jacobs, the rapper with Digital Underground, famous for the song The Humpty Dance, at the age of 57. And Mike was concerned you might be a little depressed because another rap star has passed away.
Yes, this is the third one this month, Rick. As you know, it's a tragic loss, and I'm trying not to let it destroy my faith in the future of American entertainment culture. And I guess he used to work with, I read this morning that he used to work with Tupac Shakur, who was, of course, been dead for 25 years. But last year, Kamala Harris said he's her favorite living rapper, Tupac Shakur.
Living, she said. Humpty Dance, George, did you play this during the Stacks and Stacks of Paraffin Wax on AM 910 back in the day? I bet you wore the grooves out on this one, didn't you?
I think probably not, unless he was on the same show with Engelbert.
No. But now Shock G is available now that he's no longer using that term. So, George, I think you have a chance for a new rapper name.
Yeah. I get wrapped up in a few things, but not that.
Shock G, Gregory Jacobs, passing at the age of 57. We're talking with Howie Carr. And let's go to the 51st state in the nation, maybe.
Well, the House passed a bill on party lines. This has been going along for so many years, and it ain't going to happen, but it's creating quite a bit of stir again. One more time, H.R. 51, which would give D.C. two voting senators, a voting member of the House and a governor, but they're not going to get 60 votes in the Senate, Howie.
No, they're not. The thing is, it's also unconstitutional, even if they could get 60 votes or get rid of the filibuster or whatever. But it's pretty clear that that the founding fathers did not want D.C. to be a state. And I didn't know this till yesterday, but apparently there have been cases in the past, back in the 19th century, Alexandria, Virginia, and some other place in Virginia used to be part of the District of Columbia, and I guess they figured the District of Columbia was too big, or Virginia wanted the towns or the cities back, so they just they cut Alexandria and another place out of the District of Columbia and returned it to Virginia. So, you know, that's what the Republicans have suggested. You know, if you really care about this stuff and you really want to give them give people in D.C. a senator, just return most of the district to Maryland, and it would increase. It would give Maryland one more congressman in the next redistricting, and that would be the way to do it in a constitutional manner. But again, this is just more virtue signaling, and some crazy guy from New York goes up there yesterday and says, Democrat, and says, the Republicans wanting to follow the Constitution is just racist trash. It's all the same every day. There's more of this stuff going on. You know, they leak a story about they're going to double the capital gains tax. They're going to welcome quote unquote climate refugees, whatever the hell that means, into the country. You know, and put them on welfare. It's just every day. It's like a shock to the system that they're trying to put forward and just wear everybody down.
A G-shock to the system. One of our guests on our program, John Wadsworth, one of the spin doctors on every Tuesday, kicked this around with those guys not too long ago. John made the point: there are people that are living in D.C. There are people that are paying taxes in D.C., but they don't have the representation. Not having D.C. as a state amounts to taxation without representation. And that gave us just a moment of thought.
Well, how about all the people in California? There's millions of people in California that live off the coast, probably a larger number than live in most states. They have no taxation without representation. How about the people in eastern Oregon and eastern Washington state? They have no representation because they're outnumbered by the liberals in Seattle and Portland, respectively. You got to remember, if this thing, if you went down this path, which again, I don't think is going to happen, but if you go down this path, D.C. will not be the only new state. I mean, let's go back, and nobody learns American history anymore, but why is Maine no longer a part of Massachusetts? For this very reason, they wanted to let Missouri into the Union back in 1820. But Missouri was a slave state. It was going to overturn the balance of power in the Senate, so they needed a new free state. There were no free states available, so they chopped up Massachusetts. And that's the state that that we were all born in, isn't it? We'd be from Massachusetts if it hadn't been for needing another state. And it's going to happen again. I mean, there's no question about it. History does repeat itself.
Yeah, gerrymandering is part of our history, no matter how you look at it. There are 700,000 people who live in D.C., which is more than some states. But the people forget when they're looking at this situation is, I believe it was in 1964, we go back a little bit, there was an amendment that gave the people in Washington, not the the vote, it gave them three electoral votes. That happened,
I think, that
in 64.
They have electoral votes. They can vote in the presidential election, and they have a non-voting representative in the House of Representatives.
Right.
Representatives.
Yeah. That's exactly right, and it's a she, I believe. And
Eleanor Holmes Norton, or Eleanor Norton Holmes, something like that.
And she's very vocal, and she's very popular. I've heard the arguments both ways. You know, we also have gone through this with Puerto Rico. I go back to Hawaii. I went through that, Alaska, Hawaii, all of them. But Washington is a special, kind of a special deal because of the Constitution.
Well, I think, again, I think Hawaii came in at the same time as Alaska, and it was the same deal as the Missouri Compromise in 1820. It was assumed that Hawaii would be Democrat predominantly, which it has been, and it was assumed that Alaska would be predominantly Republican, which it has been. So, you're maintaining the balance of power. I mean, this is another attempt, like everything else they're doing, flooding the border with illegal immigrants, wanting to abolish the Electoral College, let felons vote, let 16-year-olds vote, no election integrity whatsoever. I mean, this is an attempt not to maintain a balance of power, because the Democrats, it's looked like it's been slipping away. They want to make sure that Republicans can't get elected or can't get control of these legislative bodies ever again. I mean, that's what this is all about. This is rather unprecedented. And again, thank goodness. I think, knock on wood, it's going to fail. But it just goes to show how much you need a system of checks and balances. The Republicans have to take over one of these branches of the Congress next time around, just to stop this kind of nonsense from happening.
Listener makes a point, came to my mind, probably came to your point as well. If people don't like the alleged taxation without representation in D.C., why don't they just move? I'm sure there are probably safer communities in which you can live.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, too, this taxation without representation argument as well. I think the last numbers I saw that of the 10 most affluent counties in terms of income per capita, 7 of them are inside the Beltway in D.C. So this is the richest area in the United States, the District of Columbia Beltway area. And they've grown breathtakingly wealthy off the labors of everybody in flyover country, which I would include everybody except including Maine and New England, and even the West Coast is flyover country. You know, all the money is going to D.C. and all these bills, you know, to double the capital gains tax and increase the income tax is designed to divert even more money to these people who are just working for the government.
Well, let's get to HowieCarshow.com. What's going on?
Well, we've got a great cheap bastard deal coming up. If you want to come down to Cape Cod and go to the only inn hotel on the on Cape Cod National Seashore. Water's a little warmer on the Cape than it is on Maine beaches. We got a $200 gift certificate for $100. You can spend the night at on the Cape Cod National Seashore in a nice room, beautiful ocean view, see whales, etc. For $100, and those will be going on sale today at 3:00 p.m. on my show on WVOM.
I don't think you're going to hear Humpty Dance by Shock G and Digital Underground anywhere else today, or at least I hope not. So,
what you doing?
Howie, thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you again real soon. We'll listen to you on the Howie Carr Show weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday here on GHRT.
I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I'm drinking a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.